Welcome to December's Candy.
Hello.
Hello.
We have with us today from the University of Bournemouth.
Hold on,
Reginald,
we're going to
redo
this. We're going to start this over.
All right, take two.
I'm going to do the introductions.
Okay, that's cool.
All right.
Oh, God damn you, Dan.
Damn it, Dan.
Welcome to December's Candy. I'm Ryan.
I am Kurt.
I'm Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
That's Kurt's mouth.
Joining us today from the University of Bournemouth, is Professor Ryan Johnston, Professor of Candy Studies.
Kimberly Rost.
From the University of... I don't know. I'm going to... I did enough of that.
Oh, my.
No, today we're doing our topic for today.
Our topic for today is candy, and that is why we've aptly titled this podcast December's Candy.
Yes. This will be... From now on, we'll do episodes that are strictly related to one topic. Strictly.
And we're going to try not to squirrel.
No, we're going to do that.
We'll do some squirreling. There will be some tangents in squirreling, yes.
I've never heard this term squirreling. Is that a radio term?
It comes from the movie Up.
Mm. Yeah, from the dog when he's always like,
there's a dog and he's talking. The dog is talking. Like, squirrel!
I never saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I've heard good things.
Darn good flick.
This isn't a movie podcast,
you
guys?
That's right. We're talking candy. And the reason this started is because Kurt made us a drink tonight called a Joe Frazier. And that is Perno and Dr. Pepper. And it tastes a lot like nibs. And then we got into this argument about the difference between nibs and regular black licorice. And then Kim said, well, the difference between regular black licorice and nibs is because of the candy coating. And I informed her she's thinking Good and Plenty. She's like, no.
Right.
What about the hole in the center? Well, that snaps.
That snaps. And then I did not, I completely forgot. I had forgotten that there were so many black licorice flavored candies.
Ugh. Yeah. That's not candy, though.
No,
that should be strictly the domain of liquor. Is like licorice.
Licorice. Yeah, where do you think that came from, fellas? Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, I'm strictly against black licorice. I like chocolate licorice, which technically then wouldn't be licorice. It's a twist, whatever you want to call it.
Chocolate, but sugar.
Chocolate sugar
goop,
stick.
Goop.
Yeah, goop. Hardened chocolate
goop.
Sugar goop. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk about our favorite candies. Now, again, I got half to say.
I didn't spend any time researching this, by the way.
No, this is completely off the cuff.
So,
this is December's Children.
I didn't come up with my favorite candy. My favorite candy might change tomorrow.
Well, right, because for a while
this
there,
is spur
it, was,
of the moment.
It was Whatchamacallits.
Now, Whatchamacallits are great.
Yeah.
They're great.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And now, they can't use the word chocolate. On the coating.
What?
It has to be, right, yeah, because it's technically not chocolate. Or it is, but it's like a...
Is it like the Palmer's chocolate-flavored...
It's like... Yeah.
Goop. More goop.
Yeah, more goop.
It's all goop.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all covered hardened in goop.
Goop
or
this
liquid
hardened
goop.
With,
goop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some brown goop. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It does, right?
I like saying the word goop.
Yeah.
Into the microphone. Goop.
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 Yeah, pop filters are getting its earn its money today.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about, again, this is completely off the cuff, so I have to tell you this. For a while there, you also liked 100 grand bars, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, where are you getting this information
from? I'm remembering.
Who told you this?
Wikipedia. Huh?
Wikipedia.
So, okay, I'm pretty passionate about this, about the 100 grand, right?
I'm passionate about candy in general.
Right. So. It used to be the $1,000 bar, now it's 100 grand.
Yeah,
I don't know
sure.
which one.
Well,
neither
inflation.
One, right? Oh, sure.
Was it $100,000 bar before?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it
$1,000 bar? It was...
I thought you said $1,000.
It was $100,000
like, oh,
bar. Yeah,
it would
like,
be $100,000
I don't think
now.
Changing the wording is yeah. And... changes the monetary value.
It,
but
it might.
But here's the deal. If anybody's out there wants to go...
You don't know.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if you ever want to go out there and try a 100-gram bar, if you want to you want to truly enjoy a 100-gram bar, you have to get the mini size.
Yeah, it's too much. When it's a full bar, it's too
much. It's too much nougat. The nougat to chocolate and crisp ratio is too much nougat.
You say that about a lot of different candy bars.
Right. The fun size is a lot of times
the
better.
Way to go.
And it's just like mini Kit Kats, too. The ones in the mini sleeve, but it can't be the one here. And I think it has to do with where they're actually manufactured, because if you get the ones in the bag for Halloween, the mini ones in the bag, not as good as the ones that come in the sleeve. So the ones in the sleeve, the mini ones in the sleeve, the chocolate is softer. It melts faster and it gets you to that wafer. And it just makes it better. It's just a better experience, a better Kit Kat experience.
Kit Kats are boring to me anyway.
Yeah, well, you're not eating them right.
Would you say Kit Kat is your favorite?
Occasionally. I mean, but like Kurt said, that will change.
I'm trying to start some, like, actually contentiousness.
Right, it's not very contentious.
Kit Kats are the worst. Well, you know what? Go screw. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll be back after the brief... after this brief timeout.
Kurt, I told you to... Knock it off.
This is where the silent movie, they put up the screen. Bang, pow.
The title card.
Right, title cards are coming out in force. Yeah. Oh, brother. But yeah, I'm very adamant about recommending the fun size over the full size for sure.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That's my 2/10 on, 2 cents. 2/10.
2/10 of a cent.
Yeah, back to inflation again. Yeah. That's my discussion, I believe, on December's candy.
Yeah.
What do you guys have to say about it?
Well, was that your point that the mini sizes
The minis are better.
I agree with you on some candy bars.
Okay.
If we're talking strictly candy bars.
Okay.
I have to say Snickers are better in the full size. King size gets to be too much for me, too, but... And now that they have them, they have them in like two sections?
Yes,
right?
They do. The king size are now in the two sections.
I do like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the full king size things that they used to do is too much.
And then you end up eating half of it or whatever, 3/4 of it, and then you fold the wrapper over and you put it away aside, and then 3 weeks later, you get this rock hard.
Yeah. You either put it in the fridge. And it gets hard, or you leave it in your car and it melts.
There's contention right there, fellas. Now we've stumbled upon some contention, because you two are subscribed to the cold candy.
Oh, yeah. Always.
And I despise...
Snickers is the one candy bar that I don't do in the fridge.
Okay. No, absolutely not. Hard. You might as well break your teeth.
I despise that.
With a hammer.
I like the soft chocolate. Oh, so when we get a package of Thin Mints or something like that, if she puts them in the fridge or the freezer, she's toast. She's
thin
dead
minutes
to me.
Have to be in the freezer.
Yeah. But according to you, and you're the same way with Reese's peanut butter cups. But I never put any of that in the fridge.
I do like those in the refrigerator.
Okay. Okay. See, you guys are wrong. So here's what we're gonna do.
Let's see. It's 2-1 right now.
I'm pretty sure that majority rules.
Majority may rule.
We live in a democracy.
Right? Oh my goodness gracious. So okay, that's what we'll do right now. We'll give you guys the benefit of winning this argument, but I tell you what, when December's Candy goes live, which it's probably going to very, very soon on December'sChildrenND.com, we're going to put a poll up on the refrigerated versus non-refrigeration of the candy.
We're gonna
and
win.
I think
we're winners.
I don't know about that, fellas. So I'm on that camp. I'm on the mini camp. I'm on the non-refrigeration camp. Anything else you guys want to bring up?
How do you guys feel about fruit candies?
I'm a fruit candy fanatic myself.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Skittles then.
Oh dear Lord!
You don't like Skittles?
I loved Skittles until they took the lime out and made it green apple. Now I have no problems with green apple candy. I don't. Mm-hmm. I like green apple candy, but it's too strong of a flavor for that mix. And the fact that they said that this is the original Skittles when it is not is really irritates me. And that green flavor can actually. It transfers itself on to the other ones now. If you leave that bake, it infiltrates the flavor.
I don't disagree with you, but I kind of like it. I don't disagree with you in that it can be too powerful. And it was weird. I remember the first time I got it, because it was a candy machine that I got it out of. And I was eating them and I was like, something's wrong with these. There's something wrong with this, with this lime Skittles. It doesn't taste like lime. What is this? I don't know how I didn't know it was green apple, because it's pretty clearly what it is. But
I just don't know why they did it. Yeah. Is it like we've got to market towards the youth? Green apple.
Maybe
green
they
apple
got
is
to
what
the point
they're doing.
People don't. I mean, I don't like lime candies generally.
Right, no, neither do I, but yeah. They worked in Skittles. Yeah. They worked perfectly with a lemon. Uh-huh. So that's what I'm wondering is like, well, it was at some board meeting. This is the podcast generation. This is the Xbox and the Me Too movement. Yeah. We need podcasts. To get more green apple up
who
there.
Listens to podcasts?
Right? Yeah, this is the podcast generation. We need to get rid of lime. It's just not going to test well in that market.
In this fast-paced world, you don't have time for lime.
There's no time for lime. Is that what they said? Yep. I mean, because it's not working, fellas.
I guarantee that was the catchphrase that they were, there's no time for lime.
Right, because I don't think that there's...
I think that was on the ads, if I remember correctly. There's no time for lime.
Yeah, okay. Well, Walmart, there was a petition online that said bring back the lime. Hmm. And you know those petitions rarely pan out. Sometimes they do. They are successful with Clearly Canadian and things like that. And maybe we'll have December's beverages down the road.
December's,
but it has to start with a C. December's
concessions.
There we go. December's yeah, sure. concessions.
Just
sure.
Whatever.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Yep.
But anyway, there was a petition to bring back the lime. And again, they don't usually listen to that. However, Skittles did, but only made them available at Walmart. It was the flashback. And I don't know if they're still available. Because I just learned about this, because apparently I'm Googling Skittles a lot. For whatever reason, because it happens. Really, really irritates me.
You get down that rabbit hole and you're like, Skittles, I got to Google them every day just to find it. Well, do you have an alert on your phone that anytime somebody posts Skittles
related news? Yeah. there was just a bowl of Skittles right on top of that record player before we started this podcast. And in it was some Skittles from Easter that my girls had, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's been sitting for a month or two. And I'm telling you, when we started eating them, that green apple did in fact infiltrate into like the strawberry and it ruined it. Okay, what's the best Skittle then? Strawberry, or probably purple grape maybe.
No, I'm not a grape candy flavored, grape flavored candy.
I know you're not because when we were kids, he always gave me his grape flavored fruit snacks.
Yep,
and that were always my favorite. And I was
and
like,
I didn't
how
like
can,
the lemon either. Why and would, I would always well, give you the lemon?
Yeah,
too,
right. But. I did have to eat the lemon. Yeah, I didn't really care for him, but I was like. How is this numbskull
I didn't
not
really
like the grape?
Like the reds, anything that was red was the flavor.
Like
but
red fruit loaves.
I don't know what's in it. Skittles again. I'm just blanking.
Orange, lemon, strawberry, purple, grape. I mean, no.
Purple's
a
fruit.
And now green apple. Purple's my favorite fruit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I gotta say I like some of the other different flavored ones.
Orange is good.
No, I like the
you're not into the tropical. You're into the non-original.
The non-original ones. I can't remember what it was. I think it was the Coors. Remember those ones? They had a different flavor inside than the outside candy shell, and it was like
yes,
because there was like peach in there or something, and it had another. And I love those. There was like a strawberry peach or something. It was some two flavors that just worked so beautifully.
And they're gone now. They're off the market.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't seen them for a long time, but.
Yep.
Angie, my girlfriend, bought some hot Skittles not that long ago. Like
what?
They're like spicy.
Not like Red Hots. Are you talking like?
Yeah, no,
like,
they have. They're spicy.
Also, they like jalapeno type
pepper.
Spice.
Pepper spice. Yeah, that kind of. Not like black pepper. Like a.
What sorcery is this?
Yeah, I know. And I was eating them, and I'm like, these are pretty good. And I went, oh no, that's not good. And you can't talk.
That's not good.
It's fiery in my mouth. And I kind of just ate a bunch of them though.
Okay.
Because eventually, your tongue gets. We were talking about this earlier, burning your tongue. I kind of just didn't taste the spice anymore. So it was kind of like, and the flavors were good. They were all good flavors. I don't remember
was
which
there
ones,
lime.
But.
Was there lime?
There should have been.
Yeah, right. Lime and
lime
spice goes
go
together.
Lime. It would have. So that's what happened.
There probably
they took
was
all
lime.
Of the lime Skittles out of the original to put
Dude,
with the
I'm
spicy.
Telling you, get some of the spicy ones. You might find lime in. You might find lime.
Yeah, I'm pretty weak when it comes to spice there, fellas. So, Kim,
just
where
have
do you
milk
stand?
With you. You drink milk all the time.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Where
on
do
the
you,
green apple.
Where do you stand on
lime
fruit,
debacle?
Fruit? Yeah, yeah. Besides the green, absolutely with me.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my favorite... Out of there? Oh. we'll return after this short, brief message. You didn't let me see the color.
So, what is your favorite color of Skittle?
Favorite color. Favorite flavor, color, whatever.
Yeah.
I
like green, but I like grape flavored.
It's got to be green flavored grape.
Yeah.
Green okay. Grape. I mean, green flavored grape. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Greens flavor.
Strawberry is probably my favorite. Strawberry is probably my favorite
yeah,
of all.
Strawberry like, of everything.
Like you get back yeah. to Mambas, right? Mambas. In fact, oh, yeah. there's
a
sleeve of.
They didn't have strawberry, though.
Raspberry.
That was raspberry, yeah.
It's raspberry. And yes. Raspberry was good. No, they have strawberry. They do have strawberry.
Do they have
strawberry? There's four flavors. See, here's the interesting thing.
Didn't there used to be three? There was only three before, right?
There's raspberry.
Uh-huh.
Grape,
uh-huh.
lemon, and uh-huh. orange. So there's four, oh. but there's only three in a pack. So sometimes you might not get one of the flavors.
Well, and sometimes
you could get a sleeve that has.
Yes, that's right.
You might get a sleeve that has two oranges,
mm-hmm.
and a lemon, and not even get a raspberry.
Candy companies.
Right.
What
and
company makes Mambas? I'm gonna write them a sternly worded letter.
I hadn't never even had Mambas. Until you introduced them to me.
They were right. currency in our school.
I was going to say, we used them as currency
really?
In school.
Really?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You would trade Mambas for
it's like cigarettes in prison.
It was.
You
it
would,
was.
Hey, I didn't finish my homework for this thing. Would you do it for me? Two packs of raspberry Mambas. Oh,
really
man,
was.
That is steep. That was the steep price. Like yeah. the lemon ones wow. are the ones you gave away to everybody.
Right, right. There, you shared the lemon
you
Mambas.
Were like, here, will you pick my books up for me? Here's a lemon, like a
yeah.
pack of lemon
yeah.
Mambas.
Yeah,
and they go, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was tipping. You would tip. It was like a penny.
And they have not changed the packaging of that in 25 years.
No.
They look exactly the same
good.
Now. So I do
it ain't
like
broke,
that.
Don't
if it ain't
don't broke it.
If it
don't break
yeah,
it.
Don't break it.
If it ain't
if it's fixed,
don't
if it's
break
fixed,
it.
Don't break it. Yeah. Okay, that's the moral of that story.
That's how that goes.
Okay.
I like that pregnant pause after that too. Where we're just like looking at each
somebody said no good.
Okay. What about other strawberry?
Well,
other fruit candies.
Other fruit like, candy. Okay, would this be what?
I loved Chewy Runts in high school. That was one of my favorites. I did.
I don't ever think about them.
Do they still?
All you need to know.
More pregnant pauses. Do you still? Do they still make? They don't make Chewy Runts anymore.
I think I did find them somewhere in some gas station. And they probably
were
just left over from the 90s, but.
There were so many damn candies that existed when I was a kid that I had to try every single one of them. Like, do you remember Bonkers?
Yes.
Bonkers was the greatest thing in the world.
Now,
I
Bonkers,
guarantee if I ate them now, they'd be terrible.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
Because we had those growing up in the 80s. I remember the commercials, a little old lady rocking in the chair.
And then like a fruit or whatever would fall on a giant thing.
Yeah, something. I don't know what happened. I just remember an old lady in Bonkers. But those were actually layered. You know, the center was a little bit stronger of a strawberry flavor than the outside. Delicious, right? And they quit making them. I did find them at a dollar store in Grand Forks like 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I took, they were as good as I remember.
Oh, really?
Now, this is into my adult year. I would have been 23, 24. But still, they were delicious. And if you look online, everything that I read, I do Google candy a lot. My goodness.
Yes, you do.
So if you do look online, apparently they...
This is a topic built for us.
Right?
Yeah.
They say that they've brought them back, but I don't know where they are.
Well, I think they brought them back...
It might be a regional distribution.
A while back, and I think they did a regional thing, and I don't think they did it. I think it sort of just failed, or like they just gave
well, maybe
up on
it
or something.
Maybe it was only in Walmarts for
it, right? And I don't know why, because they were fantastic, and maybe the market is just too saturated, but I think there'd be a market for Bonkers. Delicious.
So it wasn't like Kaboom cereal?
Oh, my.
Where I... Forever, I was like, oh, Kaboom was the greatest cereal in the world. And I found it in the store. And I was like, oh, man. And I bought it. And I was like, I'm going to eat 10 bowls of this. I had the first one. This is flavorless. This is a flavorless mush.
Well, and they didn't put very many marshmallows in there, though.
Yeah.
And when you got one of those, because those marshmallows were gold, as far as they were delicious marshmallows. And you ate the rest of that garbage just to get to those.
Yeah. Here's what you do.
What's that?
You can buy the marshmallows, the cereal marshmallows.
The Kaboom marshmallows?
No, just Lucky's. Any...
But these were slightly. I think these they had to be different
than
Lucky Charms.
But they
were
the little tiny stars.
They were little tiny stars.
Yeah. You can buy
so
little
flavorful.
Tiny. Like Angie bought me a thing of them. They were called Ghost Poop. They're just little tiny marshmallows, little tiny white marshmallows. I added them to all sorts of stuff. It was amazing.
And wasn't that my idea about 10 years ago, Kim? Didn't I say something like that? That Lucky Charms.
But what I said
they should do is rather than make more,
they
actually shave 10% off of every box that they're already
and sell
producing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody would notice, and then sell the marshmallows for like $3 a bag, and then they add them to the cereal they would have been in anyway. You see, now that's what I would do.
Because you're a crook.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I wouldn't even feel bad about it.
Or you could just raise the price of Lucky Charms by,
Well, I could do that.
25 cents.
Well, I would do both, actually.
Okay.
I would take them. They'd have fewer marshmallows. I would raise the price, and then I'd charge extra for the additional supplemental marshmallows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You've been thinking about this.
I have actually thought about a lot of these topics.
Okay, you know what? We're getting off on cereal now.
Yeah,
we're
dangerously
close to leaving the topic of candy. Marshmallows are still candy.
Right. Yes. December cereal is a podcast for another day.
Yeah, that's for another day.
That's on the next episode.
Where we talk body buddies and everything else. But
too many ideas.
Yeah. So, okay, would snack bar, is that considered candy? We did talk candy bars. So like a snack bar, like the Philadelphia cream cheese snack bars.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had one of those.
If you would have, your life would have been changed.
That's more of a dessert.
It's a dessert. Okay. Well, they had a strawberry.
Confections. December's confections.
December's confections.
Then we'll talk about desserts.
But they quit making those as well. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. And dude, they were life changing.
So, yay or nay on Starburst?
Starburst.
Just a yay?
I'm a yay on strawberry Starburst and the orange one. Strawberry.
The strawberry is the best strawberry thing. Barring some of the outside thing, like of the mainstream fruit candies, I think Starburst has the best strawberry candy.
I believe so, and I think the only thing that could maybe come close would be Bonkers.
Yeah,
and we can't put them side by side right now.
I don't even remember. I couldn't even tell you if Bonkers were good still because I haven't had them since I was 10.
The thing about Mambas though is that they don't stick. They're not as chewy, and they don't stick to your teeth as well. But the strawberry flavor isn't quite as strong.
How do you feel about Now and Later? Do you have any fillings?
Now and Later are tough.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
See, I hated them. Yeah. I didn't like that stuff sticking to my teeth. And I think that's why I never tried Mambas before. Because I just figured they were more of like a Now and Later.
Yeah.
Right. Type. When in fact, they're the exact opposite. They're so much easier to chew.
Now and Later, I love the flavor of some of them. But like, you can't eat them. You can't eat them. And like, even if you've had them for a while, you can't even get them out of the package. So what's the point of
when they get, there's some at work, there's in a candy dish. And when they get old, you know, from like Halloween, if you suck on them for a little bit, they do dissolve.
More
sugary, so they do stick less. If you eat them a different way, if you have a different, you're
going
to have
to have
a different method.
So if you have Now and Laters, store them somewhere for 6 years?
Right. You have them now and you eat them later.
Yeah. You buy them now and you eat them. Much later.
Yeah. I do.
Sure.
That's why
they're called
that. Now and Much Later.
That.
I believe that's the new and improved product.
Now and a decade later. Yeah,
right. Now 20% more time.
Yes. Don't have time to eat candy? Buy this. Eat it some other year.
Okay. So we've covered fruit. We've covered candy bars. What other kind of candy is there? I don't think there's any more candies.
Well,
that's
what
all
about
the candy in the world.
What about the actual sugar-based candies, like your
grandma's strawberry?
Those are great though.
I actually like those.
Yeah,
yeah,
with the
people
strawberry,
make fun of
strawberry inside. There's goop inside. Yeah,
that is my favorite strawberry candy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
You can dig it. You can dig it.
Yeah, everything here is so clear. You can.
No, but sugar. I mean the Smarties or the little sucker things that have basically a big Smartie.
Yeah. You sell
great.
Them at the movie theater 25
nice
cents
tart,
or whatever.
Yeah.
What are those? Nice and Tart, that's what they're called?
No, but they are nice and tart.
Those were delicious. Yeah. My kids love those still too.
Tarties.
They're late. They're late to the podcast. They came late to the podcast.
Tarties. No, those are great. Yeah, I remember selling those. What about Apple-O's and Peachy-O's, as they used to call them?
I used to like those, too.
I used to like those a lot.
Yeah.
Or Bright Crawlers.
Yep.
What's the best Bright Crawler?
I don't have one.
The blue and red.
I think if I recall, I liked the blue and red the best.
But the yellow and red remind me of what Trix used to taste like. About 25 years ago.
Okay. Oh, is it the same way where like Sprite out of a fountain pop? And I used to work in a movie theater and we had Sprite. I think it was Sprite. Mellow Yellow. I'm thinking of Mellow Yellow. We had Mellow Yellow on tap there.
Yeah.
And I'd come away from it after like pouring some Mellow Yellow and I'd be like, this smells like Fruity Pebbles. It smells just like Fruity Pebbles. Is it that same sort of mental connection?
Yes. It smells an awful lot like Trix used to taste. And we all know that they did change their flavor. It's nothing how it used to be.
Have you seen Trix lately?
Yeah.
They're so dull now looking,
but
which is good.
But now they have both options.
Oh.
Because they took the artificial flavorings out and artificial colorings and did them with like beet juice.
Yeah.
And it sold so poorly that now they're going to have both options for, you know,
I kinda liked
for your health conscious.
We bought a box and I didn't even pay attention to it. It was just like dull colored and I was like, oh, these are good.
That dull color, whatever, maybe it was the artificial flavorings that they changed because those tasted closer to what the original tricks had tasted like years ago. But again, we're getting off on cereal.
Yeah. Right.
So we're talking about
that's
the strawberry ones.
Altogether.
Keep it together. Stop swirling, you guys.
Yeah, right? See, there you go. So,
please notice that I did not talk about Trix at all in that discussion.
You don't like Trix?
Yeah.
All right.
So here we go. We're talking about the strawberry candies with stuff inside, all right?
Yes.
Now, let's talk about other candies with stuff inside. And now, I know you know where I'm going with this one, I think.
No, I don't.
So, years ago, while Kurt and I used to do a lot of rounds around the blocks on our bikes, we used to have like Indy 500s drive around the blocks. We'd go to Grafton Square once in a while, maybe get a Clearly Canadian or a Fruitopia.
Oh.
And then we would get a little bit of a string of Zots.
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 Still good, by the way. Still good.
Where do you find them?
I don't know. I don't remember where I got them. I got them somewhere.
Okay, so
I was like,
still make them.
Zots. It may have been the candy store in West Acres.
Oh, okay. You never had a Zot?
I think I got a string of Zots there.
So Zots would be a candy, the harder shell, just like the strawberry candies, but inside was like a foamy, sizzly type.
Ooh.
Right, we would come out.
It wasn't like Pop Rocks.
No, it didn't snap. It foamed, you know, like the volcano in a class science project or something like that.
They're so good.
They were so good.
And they taste great. They taste
great.
The flavor was actually.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
What flavors were there?
Strawberry, grape, that's all I remember.
They have a blue raspberry now, at least, which I liked a lot, too. I don't remember any other flavors because I'm sure we didn't buy anything else.
But there's a thing about
grape,
it.
I think,
because it was great to get
strawberry and cherry and grape.
Oh, maybe.
They might have had the three.
So you'd wait for that inside to start bubbling up, which is great. But that candy on the outside was so good that I think it would have been a great hard candy without anything inside.
Yeah,
that's how good
I just remember
was.
Doing a lot of like, you'd have it in your mouth and it would start sizzling out of the
it just
one
sucking
corner
it out
until you're like...
Oh, yeah.
Just bubbling away. Yeah. And then you'd have the great candy afterward, too.
Yep.
Speaking of that, the, like, bad candies with a novelty. Because normally, like, you'll have a novelty candy, like Pop Rocks or whatever, where they have a thing. And, but the candy tastes terrible. Zots is one where the candy tastes great. Another one that I hated, Tear Jerkers. Because I loved sour candies. More than anything in the world, I loved sour candies. You'd get the Tear Jerkers. And the gum was the worst thing in the world. It was just the worst flavorless mush gum. And it wasn't even a good consistency of gum.
Really? See,
it was
I never had
baseball card gum.
I never had a problem with the gum. But I didn't like Crybabies, right?
Is that what I'm thinking of? Crybabies instead?
Maybe.
Because Tear Jerkers, were they the ones that were the candy?
I think.
No. Tear Jerkers were the gum.
Really?
Yeah, but that's changed now. If you go online. Oh my God. I was Googling
Warheads.
This too.
Warheads, yes.
Warheads,
yes.
But wasn't that
Which
the hot ones?
Which are also bad candy. No.
Okay.
They may have had hot flavors. I don't know. I wouldn't
have
eaten them.
There is a mix-up now because one became the other, and that's why there's a really bad mix-up. Us growing up in the early 90s, no Tear Jerkers as the gum.
Yeah.
But I do believe now that there's candy like Warheads that's called Tear Jerkers. It's a convoluted mess. Trust me. Don't go down that route.
I might have to do some research because we have those little candy kiosk things in the Grand Cities Mall, and where I work is right there, and I walk through there every day. I might have to get it. Handful of some candy and just report back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have an update episode.
Okay. But speaking of novelties, you're talking about gum. Do you remember when we are all growing up, the 7-Up and the Dr. Pepper, the gum that had the syrup, the pop syrup in it?
Gross.
Those,
I never ate them.
I don't think that's all that good. Maybe I liked them when I was a kid, but the very thought of it just doesn't.
Yeah, it kind of grossed me out.
I'm not a root beer thing unless it's actually just drinking a root beer.
Yeah,
if it's the drink, I'm fine with it. But
yeah,
I wouldn't choose it probably. But
let's see. So I was thinking about some of these things. How about the one where you dip the candy stick?
Fun dip
is
great.
Fun dip
is great.
Oh yeah,
it's hard to eat a lot of because you get a lot of that like. Tongue burning sort of thing.
Right, but you know what I liked most of all out of that actually was the stick.
Stick was good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Stick was weirdly good.
Yeah.
You'd think it would just be
its own candy.
They would just put a plastic stick in there, but it's candy and
that was genius. That was
but
genius.
What you don't want to do is like eat the stick and then be like left with a bunch of powder because then what do? You just put it in your hand and just lick it? Is that what you have to do with?
Thanks a lot for that, Kurt. Yeah. So I like this. So okay, good. So you have fun up it. And now that's still on
everybody
the market.
Everybody loves it.
There was candy necklaces. Do they still have those? Was it?
I loved candy necklaces. That was my probably one of my top candies when I was a kid.
Mania. Was it because of the?
I thought we'd have more disagreements here. By the way.
Yeah.
Just to interrupt. Well, I think we'd have more disagreements.
The next candy. December's candy, I'm already fomenting.
Sure. Fomenting a rebellion.
I'm already forming another idea. So I do believe the next December's candy should talk about chocolate coated candies.
We're gonna do another episode? Let's just talk about chocolate covered candies.
Oh yeah, you don't think we're gonna do another December's candy? Okay,
that could be under December's chocolate.
This is the inaugural and final episode of December's candy.
Yes, because then we just do a different topic every time.
All right. So okay, chocolate covered candies. You're talking M&Ms. You're talking Sixlets.
Sixlets are good.
What do you think?
Sixlets. I was a big Sixlets.
You're Sixlets over M&Ms?
I was.
Plain M&Ms? I might be at this point. Sometimes that urge strikes you, and you're like, oh, I want an M&M.
I like the lighter coating on the
peanut
M&M's.
Are the best.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that is the best. But you're right. I think if I had to choose between, but sometimes you know with the regular M&M's, I like to microwave them a little bit, so they're just
what?
So they're because they melt inside. Because they melt, they're not going to melt in your hands, you bastards. So you
they
put
do. Maniac.
So you they well do. They don't they smear on your hands, but the chocolate ain't going to get over your hands, you know. The paint might. What?
Maniac.
You don't like to keep the M&Ms in your pocket, so they're really hot or warm, and you pop them in your mouth, and it's not going to get your chocolate over you. You pop that in there, and it's just, warm, like a cookie out of the oven.
No, to me, that's like eating a gusher, which I wasn't a big fan of.
Okay,
so.
Now, okay. We're getting into contention here, because I guarantee you, I put a poll up, people are going to like warm
M&M's right out of the oven. Yeah, love them.
They are. So that's like saying you guys like cold cookies better than fresh out of the oven. There's a lot more.
The only time I like that with the M&M's being that way is if they are in a cookie that just came out of the oven. Sure.
Right. So this
but
is
even
the
then
same
I'm
thing.
Not.
Okay. Well, in the chocolate is much different on Sixlets.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And what's strange is they don't have six in there like they act like it began. Maybe the fun size does, but that's where it got its what's name because there used to be six candies in the row, but now you know they're like this long. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gluttons.
Got fatter. Americans got fatter.
Yep.
Six wasn't enough. how I keep right into.
I've
Megan.
Noticed.
How do you guys feel about Whoppers and malted milk balls in general?
Oh, you know what's weird? I don't know if this is a Midwestern thing, but I never called them Whoppers growing up. And it must have been interesting. Maybe it's not interesting around here, but I think maybe portions of the country might find it odd that a four-year-old would say, could you hand me some malted milk balls, please? Because that sounds like something grandma would say.
It's
malted milk balls.
It absolutely does.
Right, but that's
Whoppers
what I always call them.
The brand of chocolate-covered
malted
milk balls.
Milk balls. But I could take a leap. But that's another one. Yeah. I like to suck on them until it dissolves.
You know,
I don't like to chew them.
I liked them when I was a kid, and then I got over them real fast. I don't know what it was.
I remember Whoppers being used more for weapons. Like the boys would buy the Whoppers and whip them at everybody.
Where did you grow up?
Classy
place. Are you Mongolian?
They just ride by on horseback. Firing Whoppers at you.
I lived on the wrong side of the county, apparently.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes, you did.
Okay, now, talking about, like, so are you pro-multi-milk? You just said you kind of got over
them. Yeah, sometimes I'll get back to Whoppers and be like, all right.
When I was a kid, I really liked them. But, you know, when you're a kid, the world is so new and all. Mm-hmm. And you get sick
then
of
you
things.
Eat other things and you're like, what was I thinking? This is so much better.
I'll tell you what, one thing I've not gotten sick of, and what I find one of the best candies out there, Rolos.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Can I get an amen for Rolos?
Amen.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
No man. No man.
What do you find wrong with Rolos?
I don't like them.
What?
I don't like them.
The chocolate is perfect. Whatever the chocolate is, mm-hmm. I mean, and the caramel is perfect.
I'm not saying they're bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not at all. If you like Rolos, I can get it. I can dig it. But
wrong.
They're not my thing.
Wrong.
They're just not your thing.
They're not my thing. I don't have strong negative feelings about Rolos. I just do not have any positive feelings at all.
Indifference.
About
and that's another one that I hope they never change the packaging of it. Because, okay, Kit Kats, we were talking about Kit Kats earlier. Mm-hmm. They're now in a wrapper now where you tear it open. When we were young, they came in a silver wrapper.
Silver wrapper with
in
the sleeve.
You could slide it out and then eat it. Rolos, you can still do that. It's got the outer, yeah, it's got the outer paper, and then the gold tin foil, or the gold foil. And I just love being able to push that roll. Yeah,
their packaging is second to none.
Yeah, and you know what? They're going to change it pretty soon. It's going to be
one positive thing. You'll say.
Yes, the packaging, brilliant. But no, I just don't like them. It's the caramel,
and I'm not usually a caramel fan.
And I still don't really.
And
like
I'm going to have to say caramel because that's what we do around
here.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm not going to sound pretentious, even though I know that.
I say caramel when I'm talking about candy.
That is what it is.
What is the candy bar that has the caramel? Caramel.
Carmelo.
Yeah, I loved those.
Yeah, Carmelo is good. I need to have something to drink with it. It's one of those candies that really will dehydrate.
You almost need like a glass of milk to go with it, but I liked those.
New candy that I've just discovered. Is a Heath and Score bars. I couldn't stand those growing up. So I don't know what my problem was.
I don't think
I've
had toffee. Is there toffee?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we actually
but
did a taste
different.
Test.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
There's I'm not a toffee guy.
I wasn't either because I remember I was at a basketball game. Renee Glennie bought me a Heath bar because I don't know why. She was a good looking girl and was infatuated with me in fourth grade. And I don't know why.
Yeah,
I still to this day
either.
Have no idea why.
I don't get it.
Because I was a complete rube at that time. So I don't know what she saw in me, but she would just follow me all around. And basketball game, she came up, got me this Heath bar. I was like, thanks.
Maybe you should
threw
bleep
it.
Her name.
And I
maybe you should bleep her name.
Oh, yeah, I probably should do that.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we won't.
She won't listen to it anymore.
Right. So, and then I when she turned her back, I threw it underneath the bleachers, like, who did say Heath bar?
You didn't just look at her and like throw it in the garbage.
I'm not
like,
that
looking
evil.
Her right in the
I'm not a monster. But
you
I just
weren't then.
No. I didn't. And now I actually, you know, I get to the point some nights I lie awake and I say, I wonder if that bar is still there.
you should go look.
Because okay, we did do a taste test to figure out which one was better between the Score bar and the Heath bar. Mm-hmm.
That was the plan, but I had been drinking extensively that day.
Yeah.
So I can't remember.
Oh. I was gonna say, okay, that's where I was going with that. Which one was better?
Yeah.
I want to say that I was a strong Score bar person when I was younger, and I thought that was better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we went with Heath bar. I think we thought that was better. They're
different.
Heath
bar's softer.
It's softer.
It's a little bit softer.
Not hard. It's not as hard of a toffee inside where it sticks to your teeth.
I used to equate them and Heathcliff, the Heath bar, when I was a kid, and I was like, not gonna be that good. It's gonna taste like fish. No, I didn't think that. But I did think I'd rather have a Garfield bar. Thank you.
Oh, of course you did.
So a Cadillac Cats bar. Thank you.
What I like about this December's candy right now is that we're going completely. We don't even have a list of candies right now.
Nope.
So there's nothing to even potentially pop in our heads.
I got another thing.
Okay.
I just came up with another one.
Okay.
What do you guys think about the sort of like second tier knockoff bars like Fifth Avenue? The ones that are like, well, this is a Butterfinger, but it's a better finger. It's like a Butterfinger, but it doesn't stick to your teeth and it's not as not as hard to eat.
I don't know if eating a Fifth Avenue. I know I have. I just don't remember.
I planned one day, I was like, I'm gonna get all these weird candy bars I've never eaten before, and then I got that, and I was like, oh, okay, good. That's all I need to do. I lost interest in it real quick.
I'll tell you, I just discovered what I think is one of my favorite candy bars ever, and I do not like Milky Ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
but yeah, I don't either.
However, I found the mini Milky Way Midnight.
Oh yeah,
which is dark chocolate. I'm not usually too big on dark chocolate, but it's dark chocolate with the caramel and white nougat. Okay,
Midnight.
Remember Milky Way Dark?
Yes, I do.
This is Milky Way Dark. They just changed the name. So I was wondering where Milky Way Dark was. And Milky Way Dark was a name change from its previous name, which was like Love You True or something like that. It was a different name.
Totally different name. See, that's one thing that I miss is when a new candy bar would come out and they would just name it something different. Now it's always like, oh, Snickers with almonds. Whereas before it would have been basically a Snickers with almonds in it, but they would have called it
Junkmind.
I got nothing.
So Almond Joy and Mounds.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
I don't like coconut.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan of coconut, but I'll
have an Almond Joy every now and then.
You know,
I don't know if it's something with the almond that counteracts.
Oh, wow,
the
we're getting up here. All right. What do you got?
The chocolate is delicious on the Almond Joy. Okay.
Okay.
Delicious, and I cannot stand coconut either.
Yeah.
But just like I don't like cheese, but I'll eat a pile of it on nachos.
Sure.
So
circumstances do change things.
I am having concentrated coconut here, and I absolutely love it. I am so pro Almond Joy, but what I don't like, because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't, right? Really. So why do the mounds have to not have almonds, but they have to be dark chocolate? Why didn't they have...
Oh, is it a different chocolate?
Yeah, Mounds is not only without almonds, it's also dark chocolate. So huh. I don't know why they don't have a milk chocolate Mounds.
Yeah, it seems weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I suppose you can, if you want that, you just pick the almonds up, and, which you could that have always true. You could have always done. That's why they that's why they made another one.
That's where they get you.
Okay, silly Johnston. All right. Well, we figure that one out. We solve. Should we solve world peace next?
Yes.
The you know, we solve that problem. World peace
problems. Yeah. Like
there's too much peace. Let's solve this problem.
Like Almond Joy and Mounds.
Okay. I think we've covered an awful lot here. I can't really think of anything else. I want everyone to know.
I don't want this candy discussion to end because I feel like there's candy we're missing.
What about Sprees?
Oh, Sprees and Sweethearts. They are two unrelated. They are two unrelated candies, but I always they always put those two together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm Chewy Spree. I'm Spree.
Again, there's Chewy Sprees as well. Chewy Spree, I'm into.
Regular Spree, sort of just okay with.
No,
I varied. It depended on what I felt like that day.
I don't like those.
I loved Sweethearts. They're hard to eat too many though.
Okay. Right. Yep. Yeah. That's true.
What about the Chewy Sweethearts, the giant?
No.
Yeah. Oh no.
I don't like chewy versions of other candies. Just
well,
don't.
Those are good
because they smell funny. They always smell funny when I eat them.
This look I'm giving him doesn't play on radio as well, but it's a look of incredulity. And
oh wow!
Big word. Okay.
Oh. Anyway, I like the Chewy Sweethearts. Okay. You can't eat too many of them. And that's the thing with the really tart things.
Yeah.
You can't eat too many of them in a row. And I like candies I can eat a bunch of.
How about Lifesavers?
Haven't had them since I was...
When
I liked gummy 12. Lifesavers.
See, they're the worst offender of the smelling bad.
Well, they've what do they smell like?
They've got a plasticky...
Yeah, I almost imagine they'd had like a powder on
them. It's unpleasant to me.
Well, the only thing that I can think of that tastes like or smells like plastic, has a plasticky smell to it, would be the chocolate Twizzlers. They have like a chocolate plastic smell. Because
they are just plastic. I think they're just plastic extruded into like a
But they're delicious.
Chocolate they are smelling. Delicious. I agree with that. I'll eat them.
Just extruding. You can't see the hand motion here either. Put we should really be videoing
mic.
This.
Yeah,
here,
get let me closer put it to the closer. Mic so they can see.
I'm extruding plastic out of a like a twist shaped... Yeah. Die.
So when we were young, we're talking about a lot of retro candies here, but aren't around much anymore. But Lifesavers had many different types. You had your original flavors, but then there were offshoot flavors,
like,
and there was ones I don't know what they were called, but they were a berry variety. They came in a white roll.
Oh, I think I remember that.
The berry Lifesavers.
Oh my god,
those were great.
What I wouldn't.
They were just Luden's cough drops.
Luden's cough drops. Yeah, amazing. Too.
Those are the best candy ever.
Yes. But every color of those of that white roll of Lifesavers was delicious, and they are gone from the earth. You'll never find them again. Yeah. They just don't make them anymore. The nearest one that you, I do believe there is a berry. There's mixed berry Lifesavers, and those are the closest things to what these were. But they're still not quite what the ones that came in the white roll were.
What about Holes? Lifesavers Holes. Did you ever eat those?
Mm-mm. What is
just
that?
They were just the little, like, essentially what would be the hole from a Lifesavers.
Oh, okay.
If they actually just punched them out, which they don't, but they made them into little... there's another candy, Tartan Tinies. Do you remember those?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. They were shaped just like now. That, the holes.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot all about those. Tiny Tarts, wasn't it?
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's just Tiny Tarts.
I thought it was Tartan Tinies.
We're gonna go this time, but you talk tarts. Amongst yourselves. I'm gonna Google this one.
I liked the little tiny candy things like Nerds. I liked that.
Nerds are great. Yeah, I loved Nerds. I went through so many Nerds.
Do you remember Nerds cereal? Oh, that's for cereal. We'll talk about that. Yeah, Kurt, the cereal episode. December's cartoons.
Kurt is right. It's Tartan Tiny. It is Tartan Tiny. Yes. I think my brother, I think Scotty called them Tiny Tarts. And just like pizza rolls or pizza pillows is one of those things that I just got into my head.
Pizza pillows.
Pizza pillows. Well, they look like pillows.
Yeah,
they look a lot more like pillows than rolls.
Yeah.
True.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Boom. Mic drop. All right. So Tartan Tinies, man. I forgot all about those. I'll tell you one thing. I don't think there is any greater... smell taste to a candy, then the first second you pop a white Tic Tac in your mouth, and then shortly thereafter it's disgusting. Whatever the paint is on the white Tic Tacs, you just pop them in. They're like, oh, it's like a vanilla bouquet of
you know,
it's just so delicious. And then once that wears off,
I'm like in there with you.
Minty burning after that.
Yeah, I can. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
now.
I get that. I do get that.
You've convinced me.
There we go. And awesome. And my grandmother had a vacuum cleaner whose handles smelled just like that. I don't smell that vacuum cleaner. Like, that's just like a Tic Tac.
That's how you ended up in the hospital. They were like, yes, right. And you can smell all the vacuums you need.
You're ironing your shoes.
The orange Tic Tacs?
I don't mind them, but the consistency, to me, the orange Tic Tacs, no matter how fresh they are, they have the chewy consistency of something that is very old candy.
Sure, sure, yeah.
You know, like how a hard candy, if it's set out for too long, it has that, the outer shell becomes like squishy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And then it's like four layers of this soft sugary substance before you get to the inner hard part that's left over. That is what the consistency always is of the orange Tic Tac.
I think that was a struggle of our generation though with Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't hide them. And then all your friends just swarm to you. Like,
so I never had that problem. Yeah. My breath was just what it was.
You didn't care. Wintergreen.
I chewed gum. There isn't a gum term that can start with a C, is there?
Mm. Chew.
Because we may as well just
December's chew.
Yeah, we'll save it for December's chew. We'll talk
save
about
that for December's chew.
We got to write these. We should be right.
It's recording. So,
But are we going to listen to all of this just to find the
for those who are still listening?
Yeah, if anybody listens to all of this,
candy,
if anybody listens to all this, write down all the ideas that we came up with and just
send them to us, and we will give you a Tic Tac. Or a yellow Mamba, at least.
Just a metaphorical pat on the back, like a.
Because we're probably never going to get to this.
Is it worth a pack of raspberry Mambas?
That might be worth a pack of raspberry strawberry Mambas. I don't know. Yeah, God, those were good. Because you don't find raspberry candies that aren't blue raspberry.
Yeah, he almost didn't share that with me. He's like, you haven't tried Mambas ever?
They're priceless.
And he still was like, I don't know if I should give you a raspberry Mamba.
Isn't that terrible?
You go buy your own.
I mean, they're not priceless. They do have a price, but. Yeah.
And they're like $1.70.
But who wants to keep going to the store? That's the problem.
And then what if you don't get a good number of raspberry?
Like, that's the thing, because that next package you buy may not have a raspberry package in it.
How crazy is that?
It is insane, but it makes you go and buy more. So it might be a genius marketing.
It is a genius idea.
We forgot, while we were talking about lifesavers, though, certs. Forgot about those. I did like the spearmint certs.
I am certain that I don't care. That I don't care about
I don't know if they make certs anymore. Do they?
I don't know. The wintergreen, like you'd chew them in the dark and you'd see
and the sparks. Yeah.
That was the only thing that I cared about
with
certs.
I did like the mints, like the certs and the mint lifesavers.
Because I have a specific type of gum I chewed when I was in high school. I have all this stuff, but that'll be for December's chew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about chewing tobacco. We'll talk about how to cook meat best so it's too chewy.
Yeah, they did. They don't make certs anymore.
Really?
They have. Yeah, it's all gone.
Been outlawed, huh?
That back in 2014, this guy.
Are you asserting that they just?
I'm asserting that they were gone. Altoids used to have a sour variety.
Yeah.
Now they had a tangerine sour.
Which was
one of the greatest sour candies on earth.
I agree.
Tombstone Dodge City 2, dead and gone.
They don't make Tombstone pizzas anymore.
It's a Cat Ballou reference. Oh. Everyone knows that movie.
Yeah, everybody does.
You Jane ever Fonda? Hear Sir Harry H.
Jane
Percival?
Fonda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I know about it.
He owns Dodge City, which lets us alone. Okay.
Who is that?
The good.
That guy.
That one guy. It wasn't Lee Marvin. It was that other guy.
The other guy.
You ever hear?
Okay.
All right. Well, is there any other candies that you want to talk about on December's candy? This is the inaugural and
this is all we got. We're not revisiting candy.
Bottle caps. Bottle caps. Okay.
I figured that you guys wouldn't like those.
Right. But you do.
Because they already talked about not liking root beer flavored candy and stuff. Yeah. But the cherry cola ones were the best. There was a grape one that was really good too.
Well, you did buy bottle caps at one time and I liked them a lot more than I did 20 years ago.
So here's a question. Do you remember the gummy bottle?
I was just going to talk about that with the wax.
Nickel Nips?
that you'd have to
there's
bite.
Something like, is that what they're called?
It was a wax bottle.
Yeah.
I hated those.
That had
I couldn't get past the wax.
Syrup in it.
Yeah, you'd take yeah, that, yeah.
You'd
yeah.
bite off the
What's
wax.
What's the deal with wax things? Like okay, wax lips? Like what? What's that
like,
about?
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like
Why
any
are we
of
doing
those
this?
Things.
Like, is it because wax was just invented? In
I feel like they were like, let's just poison all these little children.
Nickel nips.
Nickel nips, yeah.
And
how gross is that name too?
And my goodness, you can still buy those.
Yeah, I think I've seen them recently. Like, does Brock's make those? Or like a version of them? I'm sure Brock's makes everything.
Yeah, they do.
They make
sure
everything.
They here's one that might be, I believe I'm going to be on the minority of is chocolate covered cherries. Yeah, I like them. Oh, Kim hates them.
Oh,
I don't
die.
I've gross. Eaten them and they're just not something I would choose. Oh. I don't fruit. And chocolate don't really go together to meet like the consistency of real fruit kind of things, and chocolate, that's not my.
It's not your bag.
No, okay. Or like candy apple stuff. Like,
but you have a book that says this is your sort of this sort of thing is your bag. Yeah, never mind.
Everything about chocolate covered cherries is the worst.
So you don't like the chocolate?
No, I don't,
don't
like the
like
little
the
creamy
cherries.
Center in the cherries.
And you don't like the delicious the, cream in there.
And you don't like
correct.
Packaging?
The packaging is the
packaging's
worst.
Terrible. The worst yeah.
No, I'll save them all. Cause, well, and then as a kid, you'd always get a box of them, too, for Christmas from your teacher or something. Because they were the cheapest things to buy.
I think I got, like, lifesavers.
They're next to the Heath like bar under the bleachers. That's where I go.
I should take this moment to mention that this is December's Candy. And the reason it's called December's Candy is that we are a band. Called December's Children, and we write and play music.
We do,
and we talk about candy.
But we are
and cereal and
we do speak about other things.
And
yeah,
chew.
And that's exactly yeah. We some other upcoming podcast you can look for is December's Chew. We're going to talk
December's
about
December's Chaw. We're going to talk about chewing tobacco.
Chaw. I've never even tried it, but
nope,
we'll talk about we'll talk for an sure. hour about how we've never tried chewing tobacco.
Yeah, sure.
That would be. I've accidentally drank a spit cup.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That'll turn your stomach in the morning.
Yep,
let me tell you. And then December's cheese.
December's
we're thinking
caffeine.
About that. Yep. December's caffeine. Oh, we've got a million of
yeah,
them, baby.
Yes, we
we've got a million of them, baby. Anybody want to begin to close the door here on what
my,
their favorite candies are?
My last thing I want to bring up is to end this is your opinions on chocolate covered peanuts and or cashews
oh.
and or almonds.
Let's see. Chocolate covered peanuts?
Yes. Cashews or almonds.
Like what's your favorite?
I have to say
cashews. I love cashews. I think that's my okay, in this order. What was that?
We're getting serious.
He's playing you off.
Every time.
Yeah, no.
All right. Cashews, number one. Peanuts, number two. Almonds, lastly.
Oh, really? Almonds
yep, that's
last.
That's how I'd rank that. Yep.
I might go almonds, peanuts, cashews. Even though I love cashews. I don't know if I like cashews covered in chocolate as much.
If it's the plain nut, I'm almonds first all the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But if it's chocolate covered, it's got to go peanuts, almonds, cashews. Cashews can... They can take a dirt nap, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh,
chocolate
cashews
covered
are the
or not.
Best. You don't like cashews? Like in a mix, and they're nice and salty. And
oh, they're the best then.
Yeah,
they're okay. They're okay. It's walnuts I really can't stand.
Yeah, walnuts are not my bag either.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about pecans?
Yeah.
This isn't nut cast.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's calm down.
Yeah. So I wouldn't worry too much about us leaving any candy out right now because it might resurface in the...
We might do December's Candy Part 2.
Right.
Okay.
It might have to happen.
Chocolate covered. Well, we're just chocolate covered. Okay. We didn't
raisins?
Say... Raisinettes.
Oh my gosh, yes. Chocolate cup. Yeah.
Boo.
Raisinettes are delicious.
Boo.
Raisinettes are my go-to
boo.
Theater snack.
You're a maniac.
Them.
You're a maniac and you're a maniac.
No,
I'll
no.
eat them.
No,
and I'll eat them, but they're not my go-to.
Especially if they're slightly warm. They can't be cooled off from the fridge.
Fresh in the oven.
Oh boy.
Fresh from the oven, raisinettes.
Yeah.
And I like everything cold.
M&Ms.
You know?
Yeah, I know. But it make you taste the chocolate more when it's warm.
We're opposites.
Yeah.
On everything.
Aww. Yeah. Opposites write songs together, I guess.
Yes.
All right, there, friends. Is there anything else you want to mention in closing? Because I think this has been a successful inaugural and final
version. No, I don't
want
to talk to you guys anymore.
Of
I think
December's
we're...
Candy.
No, I'm done with this.
You're not done with this?
No, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Are you guys upset?
Yeah, of course.
Go melt your Raisinets.
When you talk about food, everybody comes away angry.
Go melt your chocolate, Johnston. And this concludes our first and probably last episode of December's Candy with December's Children. Look for upcoming podcasts, including December's Cheese, December's Chaw.
Yep. December's Cacti, your favorite kind of cactus.
December's Koala with a C.
Yep.
And the original December's Children, where we're going to complain about babies.
Yes, talk about babies.
All right.
All right, good night.